him in trucks.
On 882, 6PR.
Yeah, still fiddling away in his office out there in Kewdale. G'day, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Did you calm down a bit? You looked a bit emotive there after the game on the weekend, or even after you'd won.
No, I'm always emotive.
Yeah, I know that. What did you have to say?
Well,
can you remember?
Well done, boys. Terrific win.
No, you didn't.
Could have tied it up a few things. I just had a sloppiness late. Actually, in a minute 30, they probably should have kicked. I think they kicked 3 goals or something in a minute 30. So, yeah, some really poor decisions in the context of the game. So, well, 20 points up, not 20 points down with some of the things we did. So, but that's fine. Look, we give feedback. I thought it was a great effort, really, particularly when you watch the showdown in South Australia. It just highlights how tough it is to get 4 points, particularly in the local derbies. You know.
Did you get feedback from the players? What was their answers to your questions?
No, they knew straight away. They knew straight away. They knew exactly. Yeah, they were just some basics, really. So just some accountability and some positioning.
What did you say to them at halftime? Because I thought, even though you were just slightly behind, I don't think it was your better half of football that I've seen you play this year.
Yeah. I look, a little bit of sloppiness on organisation in the first quarter. Second quarter, I just thought we invited them in with our ball use, to be frank, using it out of our defensive mid and D50. Trying to invent handballs that weren't there when we could have kicked the ball, and some sloppy decisions, really. A couple of kicks out in the full. And yeah, I could go through them. I could see it into my memory. So, and look, that just made us look a bit worse than it was. But I thought we fought back in that quarter. I just said, fix your ball use and keep everything else the same and you'll be okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was dramatic.
Yeah, look, you challenged Paul Duffield a couple of years ago, and I said to Brad off the top, I reckon he's in career best form, Ross. Your thoughts?
Yeah, he's playing very solid footy, isn't he? He really stood up in the finals last year as well. So his temperament has really grown, and his leadership, and he's a team driver along with a few of them down there.
Now, Tabiner was an experiment. He hadn't played back much before, I believe, but you threw him a challenge. And, look, he made a couple of mistakes, but he stood up.
Yeah, he did. There's probably once in the last quarter, he was a long way off in the first quarter. Checking, they all went to ground. So probably three efforts of positioning. I thought he competed, and I thought he was quite good on Cox and Natanui, and he lost McGovern a couple of times when he should have had some body on him, but and a couple of skill errors coming out. But for a kid that hadn't played in defence before, he really played his part, I thought.
I don't think there was any argument about Stephen Hill being best on ground. He's really enjoying his footy at the moment.
Yeah, he was strong. I thought Nathan Fyfe was right up there with him, to be truthful. I thought they both brought different parts of the game, some of Nathan's aerial work, but the ability for Stephen to kick the clutch goals and run incredibly hard. Some of Stephen's defensive work is outstanding as well, like Hayden Ballantyne. So, he played his part as well.
7 goals from your midfield was crucial, wasn't it? I mean, given that the Eagles' Eric McKenzie was able to shut down Pavlich, you must have been pleased that they were able to generate that amount of score from that area of the ground.
Yeah, is it that many?
It was 7.
Where do you get that figure from? You just sort of...
Well, I got 3 from Hill. You got 5.
Yeah.
You got Pierce. You got Neil, and you got Subin, who all kicked goals. So there were 7.
Yeah, Neil missed 2.
It could have been 9.
Well, that's been the strength of the team all year. They just sort of got into good positions and took their opportunities. Certainly wasn't a perfect performance, but it really did help, didn't it? I thought Hayden had competed really well, brought it to ground. He was outnumbered a little bit, but I thought Pat brought it to ground and the little blokes in the mid got to work.
New challenge for you this week, go to Darwin to take on Melbourne. How are the progression of some of the blokes that might be in contention?
Well, it was a day off for the whole club today. Are you talking about performances in Peel or...?
Oh, yeah, and blokes that, you know, might have pulled up a little sore from the weekend.
Well, Clark looks really sore, Ross.
Does he?
Yeah, he does to me.
Played every minute. Why would you say that?
Well, because he just looks like he's not moving as freely.
Last week, wasn't there?
So as freely.
The surgeon, well, let's put on the table, the surgeon checked out his knee and said he's fine, and he'll train fully and play fully. So even, I mean, the conjecture last week, he finished the game, played every minute. So when he trained fully last week and basically played 100 minutes of footy, so he's fine. So he'll play. He's got something clung around his knee a little bit, but other than that, he's fine. But we all have bits and pieces. So, yeah, nothing wrong with him, really. Mm-hmm. That should stop him training twice a week and playing. So you know more than me if that's the case.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, like, can you afford to give, say, him a rest? Because, you know, he has been up for a while. And as you have said, he does play a lot of minutes. And you've got a couple of blokes who are running around at Peel Thunder who are working their way back now. Is that something that you would think of doing at some stage or not?
No, I just commented on you, thought he looked sore, but he didn't look sore to me. So, no, he likes playing.
Yep.
So, look, we got Griffin and Hannes, and but look, I'll probably go to the tape again, see if he is hobbling around, see what you're thinking. But other than that, no, Pav was a low-grade cork. He was in today. It's everyone's day off unless they've got to see a doctor or a physio. So Pav was in icing up a cork. Other than that, it's pretty much clean bill of health.
Mm. So what about the blokes at Peel? Have you had a chance to ascertain how they went?
No, the report, I'll have to give Simon Lord a clip. The report hasn't come through yet on the waffle. So it's supposed to be through by about 4 o'clock, so a couple of hours behind. But they had a disappointing loss, I think. So, mm-hmm. No, very close to 3/4 time. And I think Subiaco go okay. So if I go by the paper, as I was having the scrambled egg son, I think Morabito did all right. Aptness kicked a couple. Normally I'd have more information, but not as much as come through to me.
You subbed out Sylvia. Is Morabito a chance, maybe, just to get that role this week?
Well, I'm not sure how you link the two together.
I've got to give you a suggestion of one out for one in.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go to Ball. Cole's game. We just went the runner. And Cole did some exceptional defensive stuff, that big tackle that set up Lockie Neal's goal. And I watched the whole game behind the goals today. Did a couple of see-outs from the half-forward line to the half-back line, and he's really being embraced by his teammates. So we're thrilled with the way he's going. I think you've got to compare apples to apples. Sylvia Morabito's apple and an orange. So Anthony sees himself as a wingman, inside mid. Cole's really a power forward, so that's not something I thought about. But Anthony apparently played quite well again, so which is really good for us.
Oh, I mean, one that probably does challenge Sylvia is Matty De Boer, who played his first game back and apparently acquitted himself well, if I trust the newspaper again, Ross, because I didn't see him play either.
Yeah, me either. So, I mean, we'll get a full report tomorrow. But, look, it was a good effort because he had a severe medial and he's come back in quick times because he's so mentally tough. So, and that's why he's in our leadership group. I mean, he's helped build this club from 2008, 100-point losses, where he was a fierce young kid. And so we really value his competitiveness, and, he'd certainly come to consideration.
So is that part of your charter every week, Ross, to watch the game from behind the goals for the camera, still camera there, or is this just every now and then do you go through that, or is it...
No, that's ritual. So I basically watch two views of it, to be truthful. So behind the goals and broadcast, and you have camera three. So, probably have two looks at it, yesterday and today, and code it all and sort it out and try and pick the bits and pieces that might be just last 30-second review, I think.
You've been obviously doing it for a long time, and I think it's a great idea because of the fact that, you know, things do look different to different people sitting in different various parts in the broadcast box and behind the goals, on the wing, all of that sort of stuff. You get a different perspective of the game from every angle, don't you?
Yeah, you do. There's no doubt about that, and we're fortunate to have a look. And well, that's why when you think of the coaches in the 80s and the 70s, they were great orators and motivators and drive the individual, and but they didn't have all the tools we have at our disposal, so I might have struggled in that era. Yeah, I'm fortunate.
Luke McFarlane, any chance? Are you getting closer?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's a really strong chance. We're really expecting he'll play. But he's got to get through the week and jump all the hurdles that they think he'll jump. So, they got three tall forwards with Whites floating around. So it's a bit of a challenge like last week.
Yeah, they're a little bit similar. I think obviously Gorm was up there a little bit. Jamar spent a bit of time up there yesterday as well. So
yeah, Pedersen and
they did look
the bloke from Collingwood. Who was it? Dawes.
Dawes, yeah.
Pedersen and Gorn down there with you, and Watts floats through. So they're quite tall. And down back, they've got the tools as well.
Yeah. They look decidedly better when they move the ball quickly to those taller guys. So, yeah, something you'll certainly be looking at.
Mm.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
really appreciate it.
Thanks,
see you in Darwin.
Cheers.
Ross Lyon there, and here's the favourite of Paul McGovern, who's a man.